Congressman Raul Ruiz said reversing the Environmental Protection Agency's endangerment finding, a determination that says greenhouse gases threaten public health, would strip the EPA of its ability to regulate greenhouse gases under the Clean Air Act. Speaking at a news conference on the issue, he warned the rollback could worsen air quality and drive higher rates of asthma, heat stroke, and premature death.
So if the endangerment finding is rolled back, the EPA will lose its ability to regulate greenhouse gas pollution under the Clean Air Act. And that would erase decades of progress, worsen air quality, and leave vulnerable people defenseless. Vulnerable people like seniors and children. As physicians, we are taught a simple rule. First, do no harm. And this rollback would do enormous harm. It would increase pollution, worsen health outcomes, and cost lives.
Congresswoman Kelly Morrison called climate pollution a public health emergency. She said the Trump administration promoted pseudoscience and favored corporate interests over public health protection.
And I just want to point out two insidious themes of the Trump administration in this proposal to repeal the endangerment finding. First, this is the Trump administration pushing out more completely unqualified, unbacked, non-evidence-based junk pseudoscience, defying everything we know from science and experts, putting out misleading reports that disregard decades of scientific evidence. They aren't just ignoring the scientists and the physicians and the nurses anymore. They're now completely rewriting the facts to support their agenda. We have a government that is trying to distort reality and tell us lies. This is dangerous. Second, this is the Trump administration's playbook of prioritizing billionaires and huge corporations at the expense of you and your family. They are selling off the health and well-being of the American people to the highest bidder. In this case, it's big oil. It's exactly what they did earlier this summer with the cruelly named One Big Beautiful Bill. They looted Medicaid and made the single largest cut to health care in our nation's history to pay for tax cuts for billionaires and huge corporations. And now they're at it again. They're paving the way for giant corporations to dump toxins into our environment with zero regulation, zero oversight, and zero accountability. And who pays the price? All of us.
Pediatrician Dr. Lisa Patel noted that nearly 100 medical organizations have urged the EPA to maintain its endangerment finding. Patel linked climate-driven disasters to an increased rate of trauma, anxiety, asthma, heat illness, and developmental problems.
Factor for poor birth outcomes, and this threat grows worse every single year. A child born today can expect to experience twice as many wildfires, three times as many flooding events, and 36 times as many heat waves compared to someone born in 1960. Children's developing lungs, brain, and immune systems makes them more susceptible to the harm from climate impacts. These environmental stressors can trigger respiratory conditions like asthma, heat illness, chronic disease, neurodevelopmental disorders, and more. We are also seeing increased rates of anxiety, depression, and trauma-related disorders in children exposed to extreme weather events. These exposures translate into higher healthcare costs, poorer educational outcomes, and reduced lifetime earnings for affected children.
Registered nurse Cara Cook and Dr. Alice Chen also warned the rollback undermines science and could jeopardize the ability of hospitals and clinics to respond to climate-driven health threats. This is Shania Anderson for KPFA News.